Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia. O faithful hearts, arise with the dawn. With the ointment-bearing women, let us go to the tomb, bringing our gifts of praise and glad thanksgiving. Let us adore Christ risen from the dead. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Alleluia. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. This is the day Adonai has made. Alleluia. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia. Come, ye faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God has now brought Israel into joy from sadness. Loosed from Pharaoh's bitter yoke, Jacob's sons and daughters, led them with unmoistened foot through the Red Sea's waters. 'Tis the spring of souls today, Christ has burst his prison, and from 3 days sleep in death, as our sun is risen. All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying. From his light to whom we sing, joy and praise undying. Now the queen of seasons bright, with the day of splendor, with the royal feast of feasts, comes its joy to render, comes to glad Jerusalem, who with true affection welcomes in unwearied strains Jesus' resurrection. Alleluia, our shepherd, the font of living water, has destroyed the power of death. Alleluia, alleluia. You, O love, are my shepherd, there is nothing more I need. Fresh and green are the pastures where you take me to rest, leading me near calming waters. You renew my drooping spirit. You guide me in the path of goodness, always true to your loving kindness. If I walk in the valley of death's darkness, no evil would I fear. You are there with your shepherd's staff to strengthen, guide, and give comfort. You spread a feast before me in the presence of all that I fear. You soothe my head with oil. My cup is more than full. Your goodness and love will tend me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the heart of your love forever and ever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Alleluia, our Shepherd, the font of living water, has destroyed the power of death. Alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and proclaimed, "Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and they asked Peter and the other apostles, "What are we to do, my brothers?" Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is made to you and to your children, and to all those far off, whomever the Lord our God will call." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The Good Shepherd has risen. Alleluia, alleluia. The Good Shepherd has risen. Alleluia, alleluia. He gave his life for his sheep, and deigned to die for his flock. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the Holy Breath of love. The Good Shepherd has risen. Alleluia, alleluia. I am the Good Shepherd. My sheep I pasture, and for them I lay down my life. Alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called Prophet of the Most High, we'll go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I am the Good Shepherd. My sheep I pasture, and for them I lay down my life. Alleluia.
O Good Shepherd, you know and call each of us by name. Lead us to the green pastures of living in health and harmony with the rest of your beloved creation. O Good Shepherd, you seek those who are lost and gently carry them back to the fold. Lead us out of our comfort and complacency to find and welcome those wandering aimlessly. O Good Shepherd, you have given yourself to us as a banquet in the face of all we fear. May our sharing of the Eucharist and of each meal transform us into bread for the world. O Good Shepherd, you provide so much more than we need that our cups overflow. Free us to share all that we have, so that all people and all creation may flourish. O Good Shepherd, you lead your sheep through darkness and death into God's marvelous light. Bring us through the gate of self-giving love to the fullness of life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
We bless and thank you, O gracious God, for all that you have done in raising Jesus from the dead. You have conquered the power of death and opened to us a way to the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life which your love offers to us and all of your creation. May the risen Christ, the Good Shepherd, breathe into our hearts, minds, and souls, and open our eyes that we may know him in the breaking and sharing of bread, and follow him in his risen life, now and forever. Amen. May the Good Shepherd who lay down his life for the sheep bless and guide us to peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.